首先，我们要一起来朗读圣经。
First of all, we need to read the daily Bible reading schedule.
今天晚上我们的进度是加拉太书第五章的十三节到二十六节。
Today's Bible reading schedule is Galatians chapter 5 from verse 13 to 26.
请大家翻开圣经加拉太书五章十三节。
Please turn to Galatians chapter 5 from verse 13 to 26.
我们大家开口用国语或者英语来朗诵这一段经文。
Let's read the Bible verses together in Chinese or English.
十三节
，verse 13。
弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会，总要用爱心互相服侍，因为全律法都包在爱人如己这一句话之内了。你们要谨慎，若相咬相吞，只怕要彼此消灭了。我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了，因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。情欲的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、心政、记恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类。我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同定在十字架上了。我们若是靠圣灵得生，就当靠圣灵行事，不要贪图虚名，彼此惹气，互相嫉妒。阿们。
Amen.
好，我们读经到这里。
Let's end the Bible reading here.
今天晚上要用同他走二里路跟弟兄姐妹们来互相勉励。
Tonight, I would like to use the go with him 2 miles for mutual encouragement.
我们来看马太福音第五章四十一节。
Let's turn to the book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 41.
马太福音第五章四十一节。
Matthew 5:41.
有人强逼你走一里路，你就同他走二里。晚上就以耶稣基督他在世出来传道的时候所谈到的这句话来查考。
I would like to use a topic in which Jesus Christ was preaching the gospel for mutual encouragement.
我们知道在耶稣基督还没有道成肉身来到世界以前的世界。
We noticed that before Jesus Christ was coming into the world,
神的选民以色列人，
God's chosen people, Israelites,
当时叫做律法时代，
they live in the lawful commandment,
就是神给这些选民有要遵守的律法，
because God gave them the laws to keep,
告诉他们什么事该做，什么事不该做。
Telling them and what to do and what not to do.
包括对人、对神、对事。
Including to people and to God and to things.
在律法的时代，圣经说律法是要让人知罪。
In time of old commandments, and the law is to let people to know the things.
知道要怎么做才是合乎神要求的。
And If they know the thoughts and they know how to please God this way,
主要要彰显神的公义。
That is to signify God's righteousness.
也建立人敬畏神的规范。
And to establish the rules for people to keep.
同时对人跟人之间的相处。
At the same time, when people try to get along with one another,
也有一定的规范。
There are some rules for them to keep.
在那个时代。
At that time,
主要是让人知罪。
It is to let people know the sins.
而且让人知道怎么行。
And also let them know what to do.
所以在那个时代人跟人之间。
So at that time, during the people,
是要遵循一定的规矩。
Among them, they need to keep the rules.
所以当有人做坏事的时候，
When people do bad things,
一定要重重的责罚。
They need to be punished severely.
有人对我不好的时候，
If someone treat me so bad,
就以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
I also need to repay him eyes to eyes and teeth to teeth.
你对我恶，我就报你恶。
If you treat me bad, I'll also repay you evil.
你对我好，我就对你好。
And if you do good to me, I will repay you goodness.
这也是一个规范，一个规矩，也是好的。
That is also the good commandments for people to keep.
但是当耶稣基督带来神拯救世人的福音，
However, when Jesus Christ brought the peaceful gospel,
我们就发现耶稣来到世界的时候，
We notice when Jesus Christ, when he is coming to the world,
他除了宣告天国近了，
He not only declared that the kingdom is coming,
人要回到真正神的家，
And you need to come back to the heavenly kingdom.
他要带来世人有机会回到神的身边。
Because Jesus Christ would like to bring the gospel for people so that they can go to the peaceful country.
而且不只是犹太人、以色列人。
And not only for Jews, Israelites.
这样的恩典是要给普天下的万民。
The grace is also need to be spread out to the world.
我们就发现耶稣带来这样的信息的同时，
We notice that when Jesus Christ brought the good news,
他带来了一个不同的世界。
At the same time, he also gave us a different world.
我们知道刚刚所说的，在旧约的时代是一个这个罪跟罚的世界。
What I mentioned is that in the Old Testament, this is filled with penalties.
在耶稣基督的恩典当中，
However, living in the time of Jesus Christ,
他要带来的是爱跟恩典。
He would like to bring us the love and grace.
这是很明显的对比。
This is an apparent comparison.
不再谈以恶报恶。
And we don't talk about just repay evil for evil.
反而要用爱来包容。
And we also need to be tolerant with love.
不再谈只是责罚。
Not just talk about penalties for sins.
而是要带来更大的恩典。
And also we need to bring the bigger a grace.
这就是我们看旧约跟新约的时候一个非常明显的对比。
That's the apparent difference between when we read the New Testament and the Old Testament of the Bible.
耶稣带来的是一个爱的世界。
Jesus Christ brings the world of love and peace.
是一个属天的接近神的世界。
And the world belongs to God.
是一个充满恩典的世界。
And filled with grace.
所以我们从他的一开始出来传道的那个登山宝训里面，
From the beginning of Jesus Christ preaching on the mountain,
以及接下来他谈了很多的道理，
And a lot of teachings later he brought us,
我们如果细细的去读他，就发现跟旧约所谈的有非常大的不一样。
Specifically, we notice that it's kindly different from what we read in the Old Testament.
今天晚上我们所谈的这一段也是一样。
Of course, this evening we talk about it's the same.
说过去是谈你怎么对我，对我，你怎么对我，我就怎么样子对回去。
In the past, usually we talk about how you treat me and also treat you this way.
但是呢，现在耶稣的谈话不一样了。
However, Jesus Christ talked about different viewpoint.
在我们读了这则经文的前面一段。
While reading the passage before,
他甚至为了要强化，甚至谈到了我们一般人根本做不到的事。
He would like to strengthen and put emphasis on what we cannot do.
他说有人打你的右脸。
He said if someone slap you on your right cheek,
你就转过头来让他打左脸。
Just turn aside and let the man slap you on the left cheek.
直到今天我们都觉得不可思议啊。
Until today, we think it's so incredible.
耶稣在讲什么？
What did Jesus tell us?
耶稣在讲的说过去那个以恶报恶是一个方法，但是它不是好的。
Jesus Christ wants to tell us that repay evil for evil is a way, but it's not a good way.
也不一定能够解决问题。
And not necessarily can it be solved by this mean.
反而用爱的包容会化解很多的事情。
Rather, if we are be tolerant with love, then everything could be solved.
一个爱的世界才是平安喜乐的世界。
A world full of love can be a world of peace and joy.
接着这一段话，接下来他就讲我们今天晚上在谈的这一段话。
And later, we are going to talk about the passage.
说如果有人逼你去走一里路，
And that is if someonetry to take you to go for 1 mile.
他本来只要你走一里。
He wants you, force you to go 1 mile.
他说，那你就跟他走2里。
And you can go with them 2 miles.
我们会觉得，哎，他要走一里，我不得已跟他走一里已经很好了。
Maybe I'm reluctant and unwilling to go with him 1 mile.
为什么我还要走一里已经很勉强，很不得已，很过对自己过不去了，还要跟他走2里。
I'm unwilling to go with him 1 mile. However, why is it that I need to go with him 2 miles?
耶稣讲这一段话是有他的背景的。
Jesus Christ tells us it's because of its background.
圣经的翻译有时候对当时的那个字的解释有时候会有一点点翻译的不一样，但是这个是互相补充。
In the Bible, sometimes the translation could be a little bit different, but we can also refer to all of them.
现代中文译本就把另外 一种翻译呢，把它完完整整的讲出来。
And also we can refer to today's Chinese version for complete.
好啊，英文的版本也有这样的写法。
And also in English, it can be complete this way.
也就是说这一段话原文原来的意思。
The original meaning of the passage.
说假如有占领军的军人强迫你替他背行李走一里路。
That if a soldier demands that you carry his chair for a mile.
那你就跟他走2里路吧。
Carry it 2 miles.
这是这一段话的背景。有这个圣经的译本就这样子写。
That is the historical background of the history.
当时犹太地是罗马帝国
at that time,
来统治的。
The land of the Jew belongs to Rome.
罗马帝国基本上给以色列人有相当程度的自治，就自己管理自己。
The kingdom of Rome let Israelites to watch and keep their country.
但是有两件事情是他们要控制的。
And however, there are two things they need to keep in commandment.
第一件就是军事，就是国防啊。
First of all, only Rome can control the military force.
所以呢，以色列人不能够有自己的军事力量。
So Israelites cannot have their own military power.
是派罗马兵来这边来这里，来这里这个驻军。
Only Roman soldiers can be sent to watch them.
所以呢军人就高人一等。
Of course, soldiers are higher than their status.
而且明文规定就是说军人他们常常有时候要有他的背重的背包或者是要到哪个地方去。 他可以要以色列人帮他背。
Literally, and the Roman soldiers, they usually need to carry a load or a jar, and they can ask the Israelites to carry for them.
哦，这是合法的。
This is legal.
哦。啊、所以耶稣才用这样做比喻啦、哦、
So Jesus Christ made a metaphor about this、
哦、这个罗马军人要以色列人去背他的行李走一里路是合法的
It's legal that Roman soldiers ask the Israelites to carry their chairs for them and to go for 1 mile、
哦啊、耶稣说、哦啊、如果你碰到了、哦、他要你跟他走一里路那你就心里想那我就跟你走两里路
Jesus tells us that if the soldier wants you to go for 1 mile, and please carry his chairs and go for 2 miles for him.
我对这个罗马军人的服务、哦、超过他期待的。
And I can serve them extremely better than what he wants to ask me.、
哦、这是这一段经文原来的意思。
That's the original meaning of the Bible verse.
今天我们来看这一段经文。
And today, while reading the verse,
其实耶稣讲这一个是有他很深的意义的。
Jesus Christ has deeper meanings about this.
你本来被强迫要去走一里路。
You are forced to go for 1 mile.
耶稣说，那你就跟他走两里。
Jesus Christ tells, then go for 2 miles.
耶稣在教训我们。
Jesus wants to teach us.
我们今天可能不会有人逼我们去走一里路，如果有的话，我们就去报警了。
Of course, no one compels us to go for 1 mile, or we will call the police.
耶稣在讲的是当时合法的事。
At that time, it is legal.
耶稣告诉我们什么？
What does Jesus Christ want to tell us?
晚上我想讲两点。
I would like to share with 2 points.
第一点，耶稣说，你们试看看。
First of all, Jesus Christ tells try.
耶稣知道哈，我们在世界上都会碰到困难了。
In the world, we may face difficulties and trials.
啊，碰到困难哈，有很多解决的方法。
There are many ways to solve the problems.
所以耶稣讲这一段话，他当时要传达的第一个意义。
So the first point that Jesus Christ wants to convey to us.
以恶报恶不一定能够解决问题。
Is that it's not good.Overcoming evil with evil.
也不会为你带来平安。
And it cannot bring peace if we do this.
你们试看看。
If you try this.
反而是要以善来胜过恶。
Instead, you need to overcome evil with good.
用爱来感化。
And transform hearts with love.
会化解对立。
And also you may dissolve the hostility this way.
这样的原则在我们的生活，在我们的生命当中你去用看看，会有不同的结局。
If you use the methods to solve the problem, and you can see the outcome.
第二个
，Second，
耶稣要告诉我们的
，What Jesus Christ wants to tell us，
是说当我们碰到困难的时候
，Is that when we face the trials，
碰到困难的时候，我们必须得到力量。
Facing the trials, we need to get over with strength.
啊，这个力量从哪个地方来？
And what's the strength coming?、
哦、一个就是跟他对打嘛、哦、
Of course, we can fight with him.
但是跟他对打，你不一定有足够的力量。
However, it's not necessary that you will win if you fight.
耶稣告诉我们
，Jesus Christ tells,
当我们碰到困难的时候
，when we face the difficulties,
当我们碰到不如我们意思的时候
，when we face something not meet our expectation,
你试着。用另外一种方法。
Please try to use another method.
这种方法就是走两里路的心态。
The method is about to go for 2 miles.
本来只要走一里路而已。
Originally, they asked us to go for 1 mile.
你就告诉自己。
Please tell us.
好，今天碰到了。
Of course, I faced the problem.
碰到这样的病。
I faced the sickness.
碰到这样的事。
I faced the issues.
碰到这样的人。
I face this kind of person.
我求主能够帮我、帮助给我力量。
Lord, please give me strength so that I can do this.
主会为我们开路。
The Lord, of course, will make a way for us.
但是自己呢？
However, what's our job?
在主给我们开路的这个过程当中，
Before making a way for us,
自己如何得到力量呢？
How can we get strength?
就是你先用那种甘愿的态度。
That is to to face the things with the willingness.
而且化被动为主动。
And also turn passivity into initiative.
你就会发现情况不一样。
And later on, you will find the situation is gradually different.
这是我读这一段经文我的领受。
This is what I have received from reading the Bible verse.
我们来举圣经的几个例子。
For example,
什么叫做同他走两里路？
What's the meaning like to going for 2 miles?
同他走两里路就是不只走一里，你要走两里。
It's not just going for 1 mile, it's about going the second mile.
我们来看看约瑟。
Let's talk about the character Joseph.
约瑟就是一个很典型具有这种特质的人。
Joseph is the one who has the character of going for 2 miles walk.
环境要他走一里。
The surroundings ask him to go for 1 mile.
他不止把一里走完了。
He not only walks for 1 mile.
他走了两里。
He completed 2 miles.
超出环境对他的要求。
He exceeds what the surroundings ask him.
留给我们很好的模范。
And he leaves us a good example.
Hey, 我们来读几段经文。
Let's read from Bible verse.
创世纪37:28.
Genesis chapter 37.Verse 28.
37:28.
Genesis chapter 37, verse 28.
有些米甸的商人从那里经过，哥哥们就把约瑟从坑里拉上来，奖定20舍克勒银子，把约瑟卖给以实玛利人，他们就把约瑟带到埃及去了。我们今天不从头讲约瑟。
I don't want to talk about Joseph's life today.
这一段就是我们知道约瑟被他的哥哥们卖了。
However, in the passage, we notice that Joseph was sold by his brothers.
一个被父亲宠爱的小孩。
A son beloved by his father.
那时候他才十几岁。
He was just about teenagers.
竟然被他的亲哥哥们们就是不是只有一个就所有的亲哥哥们把他卖掉了。
Unexpectedly, his brother sold him this way.
很悲惨。
So treacherous.
被卖到埃及去。
And he was sold to Egypt.
我们都很熟悉约瑟的这个遭遇。
We are familiar with the story.
但是后来的发展完全不一样。
Later on, what looking forward is so different.
我们来看创世纪45:7.
We may refer to Genesis chapter 45.
45:7.
Genesis 45:7.
神差我在你们以先来，为要给你们存留余种在世上，又要大施拯救。保全你们的生命。谁知道这个被卖的约瑟
？Who know Joseph was sold？
神祝福带领他，他竟然成为埃及的宰相。
Later on, received such a great blessing that he became the prime minister in Egypt.
本来留在家乡的这些哥哥们
，Only the brothers remained in the country.
碰到了常年的饥荒。
Unexpectedly, they faced a great famine.
在当地没有粮食吃了。
There's no food for them to have.
他们只好到埃及来。
So they cannot but come to Egypt.
他们，约瑟已经长大了，他们不认识约瑟。
Joseph at that time grew up and they couldn't recognize him.
但是约瑟认识他们。
However, Joseph could recognize their brothers.
所以长故事短说。
So long story short.
我们都知道后来呢，这个约瑟就好好的招待他们的哥哥。
We notice later on Joseph received their brother very well.
后来呢，甚至把他的家族，就包括他的父亲，他的家子都搬到埃及来了。
Even he welcomed all the household of his brothers to Egypt.
这一个完全可以怨恨他哥哥们的约瑟。
He originally could completely complain and hate his brothers.
他大可以报复。
He could repay them with evil.
但是他没有报复。
However, he didn't do this way.
不止没有报复。
Not only this.
他 还给他们很好的条件。
But also he gave his brothers very good conditions.
等于是帮助他的家族得到一个很好的照顾。
And help his families and to be good taken care of.
因为他自己本身是宰相。
Because he's the prime minister.
就连带他们的家族在当搬到以色列地的时候也是被尊敬的。
And his household, when they are in Egypt, they are fully respected.
而且很难得的是，约瑟不把这样的不但没有怨恨，而且呢，把能够有这样的安排归荣耀给神。
Really seen, he not only repay his brothers with hatred, but also he gave the glory to God.
这是约瑟走的第一路，很不容易的一条路。第一里路
，the first but not easy way that the first mile Joseph did.
这一里路就是我们看到约瑟，他是很顺服的。
Joseph is very obedient to God.
他是把事情往好处看的。
He looks at the things with bright side.
虽然他的经历一开始的确是很悲惨的。
Though he had a miserable life.
但是我认为约瑟就是因为有这样的心态。
I think because he has this kind of thinking.
所以神赐福给他。
God especially bless him.
然后他的长官们也看重他。
And his managers also take good care of him.
约瑟能够从一个被卖的小孩变成宰相不是偶然。
And Joseph from a child being sold to the prime minister in Egypt is not...
他的条件的。
It's not happened accidentally, but he has his own conditions.
所以我们刚读了这一段话，他归荣耀给神。
That's why when we read the Bible verse,
为他的家属感到幸运。
He gave the glory to God, and he feel very fortunate.
这才是第一礼物。
That is the first class.
有时候我们连这样的第一礼物我们都做不到。
Of course, sometimes we cannot even go first mile.
我们再看一段。
Let's see another passage.
创世纪五十章二十一节
Genesis chapter 50, verse 21.
当他们相认以后
When they recognize each other.
当约瑟年纪也越来越大
When Joseph grew elder.
他的哥哥们是很害怕的
His brothers was really afraid of.
但是你看约瑟他怎么做
However, you can see what Joseph repaid to the brothers.
二十一节
Verse 21.
现在你们不要害怕，我必养活你们和你们的妇人孩子。于是约瑟用亲爱的话安慰他们。这更不容易了。
It's of course not easy to do.
这个就是耶稣在讲的第二里路。
This is so-called the second mile that Jesus Christ talked about.
第一里路只是把他们、他的哥哥们、他的家族的安置好。
The first mile is to settle down all his brothers and his brothers' household.
约瑟不只是做到这样。
Joseph not only did so.
他不只是以善来对恶。
He not only overcomes by the repaid good with evil.
还加上祝福。
And also he blessed them.
诚心安慰。
And he comforted his brothers.
也就是什么叫第二里路
That is what is the second mile.
第一里路可能是坐在表面的。
The first mile, of course, Joseph can do superficially.
坐在外在的。
And he could do it superficially.
而且不只是这样做而已。
Not only this.
是发自内心的真诚。
He was doing this out of his heart.
他还把对他这么不好的哥哥们祝福。
He blessed his brother who did very bad things to him.
希望他们的哥哥以及他们的后代好。
He sincerely blessed his brothers so that his brothers could receive blessings.
答应约瑟本身答应要养活他们以及他们的后代。
And Joseph promised to take care of his brothers and his brothers' household.
安慰他们不要害怕。
And comforted that they should not be afraid of.
所以结语叫做约瑟用亲爱的话安慰他们。
That is why he reassured them and spoke kindly to them.
我想约瑟的这一生就是完美的诠释了耶稣在教导我们的。
How wonderful that Jesus Christ teaches us by Joseph's life.
我们会碰到困难。
Of course, we will face trials.
甚至是这个被不好的对待。
Even we may be mistreated.
但是耶稣教导我们。
However, Jesus Christ tells.
有更好的方法。
There must be better way to solve.
就是约瑟的方法。
That is Joseph's way.
他就蒙福了。
And he will be blessed.
不只走一里路。
Not only walking for 1 mile.
一里路是外在的。
That is just superficial.
是顺服的。
Just obedient.
是还觉得阿伯被洗被按住啊，说就我就只能够这样做啊。
Just like I already done this, what else can I do?
第二里路是发自内心。
However, second mile is from the bottom of our heart.
所以耶稣的二里路是什么？
So what are Joseph's 2 mile walk?
他的第一里路就是不以恶报恶。
The first mile is not repaying evil for evil.
而是赦免。
But choosing obedience and forgiveness.
他的第二里路是什么？
What about the second mile?
是为对方祷告。
Praying for the other person.
所以彼得前书第三章第九节，我们看一下。
Let's refer to 1 Peter chapter 3 verse 9.
彼得长老就这样子勉励。
Elder Peter encouraged us this way.
不以恶报恶，以怒骂还怒骂，倒要祝福。因你们是为此蒙召，好叫你们承受福气。这一段经文也完美的诠释约瑟的一生。
And the Bible verse completely explained the Joseph's life.
不以恶报恶是第一里路。
The first mile is not returning evil for evil.
倒要祝福是第二里路。
Most importantly, the second mile is about giving a blessing.
彼得说
Elder Peter said,
你们被造，神期待你们这样。
You are created and Jesus Christ looking forward that you do so.
啊，为什么神期待我们这样？
Why is it that Jesus Christ look forward that we can complete this?
因为这样子做，好叫你们承受福气。
It is because after we complete this, we will be blessed.
我们再来谈这一段话的第二层意义。
Let's talk about the second level of the meaning.
上面那个是一个方法。
The first of all, we talk about the way and method.
啊，有时候我们没有方法。
Sometimes we have no way to deal with the situation.
哎，我们真的没有方法。
We have no way out.
我们碰到很多事情，我们真的想不出什么方法。
While facing lots of problems, we have no way out.
那时候我们要的是力量。
At that time, we might have some strength.
要的是怎样子能够把它渡过去。
We need to get the strength and to get through this.
有的人是渡不过去了。
Some people, they cannot go through this.
中途就倒了。
Maybe they will give up.
就病了。
And they will be sick.
就死了。
And they will die.
中途就束手无策了。
On the halfway, they have no way out.
就忧郁了。
Maybe they will be distressed.
就不晓得怎么办了。
And they have no way out.
我们要求神给我们力量。
We need to ask for God's guidance and give us strength.
这就是人生。
That is life.
但是呢，这个力量有一个可以从我们自己内在发出。
However, we can come from our inner part.
耶稣的意思，那就是一个甘愿的态度。
And that is the attitude of willingness.
是一种主动的精神。
That is to be proactive.
有时候我们碰到困难，我们就会畏缩。
Sometimes while facing difficulties, we might straightforward.
耶稣说走出去。
Jesus Christ tell us not just to turn back and step forward.
主动的走出去。
And walk straightforward.
试着去做一些事。
And try to do something.
情况就不一样。
And what else? And then will be different.
有时候我们碰到事情的时候，我们就不晓得怎么办。
Sometimes when facing problems, we have no idea what to do.
有时候我们觉得我应该去打一个电话。
Sometimes I think I need to make a phone call.
但是有时候那个电话很难打。
However, it's difficult to make that kind of phone call.
我们知道要去打那个电话。
We know we need to make a phone call this way.
打电话我只是比喻啦。
I just make a metaphor.
就是说我应该要做什么事情。 能够帮助我。
I need to do something so that I can help myself.
但是那个电话一直没有去打。
However, we don't do this.
你去打，你去打。
If you try to make a phone call yourself,
当你想说需要去打一个电话的时候
，When you think about going to make a phone call,
你就去打。
Just do it.
超过一半的机会，那一通电话就让你的心情有完全的转变。
And usually, you will transform in your mind.
这是我的体验。
This is what I experienced.
但是哈，那个电话等了三天才打哈，所以就多苦了三天。
However, I usually hesitated and until after the third day, so that I wait until third day.
什么叫做有人逼你走一里路，那你就跟他走两里吧
？What is the meaning by someone ask you to go for 1 mile and you go with them 2 miles?
第一里路就是我们要面对的。
The first mile is what we need to face.
逃不掉的啦。
We cannot escape from this.
那个军人叫你背，你就要背了。
The soldier wants you to carry on the load. You need to carry it on.
所以第一里路是忍受。
The first mile is to bear this.
但是不能够只有忍受啊。
However, we cannot just bear this.
忍受有一天就垮了。
If one day we cannot put up with it, we will be collapsed.
怎样把自己撑住
？How can we stand firm?
耶稣说。甘愿的态度。
Jesus Christ told us, and we need to have an attitude of willingness.
虽然这件事情或这个遭遇不是我原来期待的
，No, we do not want to encounter this.
但是我靠主，我甘愿承担。
However, rely on the Lord, we have the attitude of willingness, and we can bear this.
这样的心态不只是被逼了哦。
This kind of attitude is not only to be forced.
包括我们做事工也是一样哦。
Including the service.
我们的责任是要做这个。
We are responsible to do the job.
我们觉得一开始觉得扛不起来。
Initially, we think we cannot bear it.
或者是碰到同工，有时候也发生一些不谅解的事。
Or facing some fellow workers if they cannot understand us.
但是我们就在那个位置上。
However, we are in the position.
耶稣说，你先用甘愿的态度。
Jesus Christ tells us, you need to be willing to do this.
走第一里路。
And to walk the first mile.
而且你只有这样甘愿还不够。
And it's not enough.
你如果心里想说，我不只要做样子，我还做更多。
If you think about this, that we need to do this and we need to do more.
你对我的要求这样子，我靠主，我能够做更多，或者是想再做进一步的事情。
You expect me to complete this, however, I want to do more.
就不一样。
And that's the different.
我们再来举一个例子。
And let's do for a second example.
就是利百加的例子。
It's about Rebecca.
我们来看圣经。
Let's turn to the Bible.
创世纪二十四章。
Genesis chapter 24.
十七节。
Verse 17.
十七节。
Genesis 24:17.
仆人跑上前去迎着他说，求你将盆里的水给我一点喝。女子说，我主请喝，就急忙拿下瓶来托在手上给他喝。我们继续看十九节。
Let's go on, verse 19.
女子给他喝了，就说，我在为你的骆驼打水，叫骆驼也喝足。他就急忙把盆里的水倒在槽里，又跑到井旁打水，就为所有的骆驼打上水来。这一段也是很有画面的。
In the passage, we can see the picture of Rebecca.
亚伯拉罕派他的仆人、老仆人去为他的儿子以扫找媳妇。
Abraham sent his old servants to find a daughter-in-law for his son.
老仆人碰到了利百加。
Well, the servant came home into Rebecca.
他们走了很长的路。
And they walked for so long.
看到有一个女子在那边打水。
And they saw that a lady was putting the water.
他们互不相识。
They didn't know each other.
所以刚刚读的圣经说，因为他们渴了、累了，就叫利百加给他们水喝。
Because they felt very thirsty and tired, They asked Rebecca to give them the water to drink.
利百加一个小女孩，一个女孩了，已经可能不小了，一个女孩。
Rebecca, a girl.
她可以给，也可以不给。
She could give them, or she could choose not to give them.
也就是你们要水喝，你自己打吧。
That is to say, she could say, just pour out the water yourself.
利百加只要借他们工具就已经很过了啦。
Maybe Rebecca felt it's enough just to let them the jar.
但是利百加既然这一群人希望水喝，他做得到，他就主动了，真的打水给他们喝。
However, Rebecca thought she is able to do this, and she put the water and give the water to them.
十九节说，这个女子等他们都喝足了。
In verse 19, while they have already had the water,
她主动说
，And she said,
我在为你的骆驼打水，叫骆驼也喝足。
I will draw water for your camels too until they had enough water to drink.
利百加碰到老仆人。
Rebecca faced the servant.
她的第一里路是什么？
And what is her first mile of the road?
因为这样的场景其实是我们常常碰到。
This is what we frequently face.
第一里路就是应付需要了。
And usually we need to deal with the what we demand.
其实已经不错。
Of course, it's enough to meet the immediate need.
但是利百加留下来的加饭。
However, what Rebecca leaves us.
就是当她为了应付需要。
Is that when she was about meeting the immediate need.
她伸出了第二层的，就是我满足对方的需要，而且我是甘心的。
And she not only gave her hand to them, and she's willing to do.
因为甘心，所以会主动了。
Because she's willing to give beyond what is required, and she's proactive.
不好意思说打水给骆驼喝。
The servant, of course, he is embarrassed to ask her to do.
但是利百加这个女孩。
However, Rebecca, just a little woman.
她看，哇，这一群人，走了这么远的路来到这个地方。也是客人嘛，他就甘心付出。
She noticed that they come from far away and they are guests, so she's willing to have water to them.
这是什么？
What is this?
就像保罗。
Like Paul.
我们来看哥林多后书十二章第十节。
Let's refer to 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10.
我为基督的缘故，就以软弱、凌辱、极难、逼迫、困苦为可喜乐的，因为我什么时候软弱，什么时候就刚强了。保罗他为主传道
，Paul preached the gospel for Jesus。
为主传道是他的责任
，and it's his responsibility。
他跟随主，然后呢，为主来传道。
He followed Jesus Christ and preached the gospel.
保罗其实这样子就过了。
That is enough for him.
但是保罗他怎么说自己？
However, what did Paul say?
他甚至是以凌辱、极难、逼迫为可喜乐的。
He said he delighted in weakness, in insults, in hardships, in persecution, in difficulties.
也就是第一里路是把自己的本分做好。
And the first part.He was doing all what he could do.
碰到那个非常困难的事情，老蒋他不用勉强去做的。
And of course, he was not willing to do this. He could just give up.
第二里路就是因为他走第一里路的时候是甘心的。
However, because following the Lord is the first mile, he is willing to do.
所以他就甚至碰到。凌辱极难逼迫的时候，他都愿意走下去。
Even when he faced insults, hardships, and persecutions, he is willing to take pleasure and walk.
他所以在这样的恶劣的环境还可以走下去，是因为他甘心。
In such severe environment, he is willing to walk ahead is because he takes pleasure.
因为他甘心，所以他会主动。
And he's willing, that's why he's proactive.
因为他主动，所以就打破很多的阻碍。
And he's proactive, that's why he overcome many difficulties.
保罗就是这样。
Paul is a kind of model.
好，保罗有很多的例子，就是他不只是走一里路，他因为有走二里路的心境，所以保罗才能够走出那一个传道的康庄大道。
He not only walks for just 1 mile, and he walks for about 2 miles.
保罗怎么说？
What did Paul say?
他说哦，学基督的人很多。
He said there are many who want to learn about Christ.
啊，很多都是什么？都认为自己在做师父。
And there are many who want to be teacher.
啊，做师傅也不错，做师傅就是把人教好嘛，哦，已经很好。
Being a teacher is good because you can teach them well.
做师傅是第一里路啦。
That is just about first mile.
哦，就把本分做好，啊，把人教好。
Just teach the students and teach believers well.
啊，保罗说，哦，为什么我第一里路可以走得很好？
Why is it that Paul can be a good teacher at the first mile?
因为我不像别人只做师父了。
Because he said he's not like others who just want to be teachers.
因为 我是用父的心情去做的。
Because he wants to be like a heart of a father.
他说做师父的有一万。
He said there are many who want to be teachers.
用师父的心情去做的有一万。
There are 10,000 who want to be the teachers.
但是用父亲的心去做的很少。
However, just few ones have the heart of a father.
但是我就是用父亲的心情去做。
However, I have the heart of fathers.
所以我甘心甘愿爱你们。
That's why I'm willing to love you.
这就是一里路跟二里路的意思。
That's the difference between going for 1 mile and the second mile.
所以晚上我们看这 几位圣经上头的先贤。
So when following the good examples,
我们就发现耶稣在讲的这个同他走两里路的精神。
We can notice that the spirit of going the second mile,
其实是一种主动甘愿的生活的态度。
Is a proactive and willing attitude toward life.
他不仅能够化解困难的环境，
Not only able to resolve difficult situations,
而且还可以产生正向的力量，
but also able to produce broad and positive strength，
是我们在灵修上要来追求的。
And this is also a spiritual pursuit of our believers.
因为其实在我们生活当中，我们常常碰到罗马军人。
Because in our daily life, we often encounter Roman soldiers.
在这里，罗马军人的意思就是会逼我们去做一些事的人。
That is to force us to carry a load for 1 mile.
他不一定是人。
He's not necessarily a man.
比如说那些暂时还难以改变的环境。
Maybe it's about a situation that's difficult to change.
我们必须面对的难题。
Or the problems we must face.
或者是我们被迫要接受的事实。
Even the realities we are forced to accept.
耶稣说，
Jesus Christ tells us.
要怎样子得胜呢？
We need to overcome and triumph this way.
你要告诉自己。
We need to tell ourselves.
我不仅要接受一里路，
Not only accepting the first mile，
我要跟他走两里路，
But choosing to go to the second mile with him。
走第一里路是勉强被迫的，
Walking the first mile is forced and unwilling。
如果有愿意走两里路的决心，
If you have the determination to go the second mile，
那第二里路就是甘心主动的。
And then you will feel like walking the second mile is willing and proactive.
那情况就会改变。
The situation becomes different.
情势变开阔。
It will become broader.
消极变积极。
And activity turns into positivity.
勉强变甘心。
And reluctance turns into willingness.
原来是觉得羞辱了，最后却变成荣耀。
And the shame turns into glory.
求主让我们能够靠他得胜。
May we can rely on God.
我们有走两里路的精神。
So that we have a spirit to go with him the second mile.
晚上见证到此。
And we end up the sermon.